Going back to ASCO, can you talk about the two papers that you did a discussion on at ASCO related to bone?
So we saw the 5-year bone density sub-study of the ATAC trial, which was very interesting. We've been following the fracture rates on that trial for a while, and they're about 11% at 68 months of follow-up in the anastrozole arm and about 7.5% in the tamoxifen arm. But the question that I think that we're really trying to get a hold of is who should get the bisphosphonates up front versus later? How often should we follow bone density studies? And I do think that this ASCO study that Rob Coleman presented, the ATAC bone density study, showed that not everybody needs every year DEXA scans and not everybody needs an upfront bisphosphonate. What was surprising to me but very reassuring was that if you started the ATAC trial with a normal bone mineral density, so a T-score of better than -1, none of those patients after 5 full years of treatment and follow-up were actually osteoporotic. About 50% had gone into an osteopenic range. We would have expected about a 2-3% bone loss during that time just based on aging. But clearly compared to tamoxifen, that 50% being osteopenic compared to about, I think it was 15-20% with tamoxifen, who had gone from normal to osteopenic.
Which I think is interesting.
That some of the tamoxifen patients did anyway. Well, that's, you know,
normal. We always think that tamoxifen and bone, but yet some of these women lost bone in spite of it.
Right. It's not perfect either. Aging happens, even to the best of us. What I think that shows is that if you started with a normal bone mineral density, you don't need an every year DEXA scan, and you don't need an upfront bisphosphonate, because your chance after 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor of becoming outright osteoporotic was zero on that study.
And what happens to those women who do lose bone after 5 years? Does it come back or does it stay the same?
Well, that's a good question, because we don't have the longer term. We're looking at that at kind of 72-month follow-up and don't really have that data. There was some early data that I think Per Lonning presented last year at ASCO, or maybe the year before even, that suggests a little rebound after you stop the AI. And that might make some sense. You'd go back to your baseline aging. The question always is, in a study like that, you have to keep careful track of who initiated an intervention and throw those people out, because if they bounce back due to a bisphosphonate, that's not the same thing.
Well, also, I think that the fracture rate starts to come together after 5 years, which is sort of surprising, but supposedly not surprising. I mean, you can tell me, is that surprising?
Well, the annual rate of fracture does start to even out again after you're off of the drug.
So it's that quick?
Within a couple of years.
What I'm saying is the relationship between bone density and fracture can happen that quickly.
With, you know, about 2.5 years of follow-up on the IES study, there was a strong trend in the big 198 trial with letrozole up front compared to tamoxifen. Within about, I think it's 26 months or 28 months was the first reporting, there was also already a difference in fracture.
So it's a rapid phenomenon.
Right.
What about the people who lost bone?
So for people who came in osteopenic, it was surprising that it was still only around 10-15% of them who became osteoporotic after a full 5 years. So that's also somewhat reassuring. You know, in general, if you were on the AI, you lost more bone density. And in general, actually, you gained a little bone density for the group as a whole if you were on tamoxifen.